From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Twin car bombings in Benghazi, Libya killed 33 people and wounded dozens more. The first car blew up outside a mosque in the Al-Salmani neighborhood Tuesday. A second car bomb exploded at the same location 30 minutes later with the apparent intention of killing people of police and rescue workers. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack that hit Afghan city of Jalalabad on Wednesday, although it did not provide immediate evidence for that claim. The group said the operation involved a car bomb and three other attacks that targeted British, Swedish, and Afghani government institutions in Jalalabad. Without providing further details, gunmen stormed an office of the aid agency Save the Children and battled security forces surrounding the building, killing at least three people and wounding 20 others. The Philippines' Mount Mayon has spewed lava up to 600 meters high at times on Tuesday and early Wednesday, while its ash plume stretched up to 5 kilometers above the crater. Colonel Oliveros commented on operations after assessing government-ordered evacuations.
We are surveying or observing the area to ensure that the people from the permanent danger zone will no longer go back to the area.
More than 30,000 ash masks, along with food, water, and medicine, have been sent to the region. But officials have warned that relief supplies may run out by mid-February if the eruption continues and new supplies don't arrive in time. This is VOA News. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell detailed what needed to be done to secure an immigration solution in the Senate.
We will have a fair and open process that will give a variety of different points of view an opportunity to express themselves. And I think, as all of you know who cover the Senate, whoever gets 60 votes wins.
President Donald Trump already rejected an immigration proposal negotiated by three Republican and three Democrat senators that reportedly included a legislative fix for recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program, in addition to enhanced border security and reforms to legal immigration. Wednesday, Syria and Russia accused the United States of lying about chemical weapons attacks in the Syrian conflict as a way of derailing efforts to bring an end to the fighting. Speaking in France, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson criticized a recent attack in East Ghouta that killed 20.
The recent attacks in East Ghouta raise serious concerns that Bashar al-Assad's Syrian regime may be continuing its use of chemical weapons against its own people.
More than two dozen like-minded nations endorsed a political commitment to share information on combating the use of chemical weapons worldwide. U.S. President Donald Trump slapped steep tariffs on importing washing machines and solar panels, sparking complaints and criticism from Asian nations. It's the first big step by President Trump and his America First drive to set up barriers he says are needed to safeguard U.S. industries. South Korean Trade Minister Kim Hyung-chung criticized the move.
We regret the latest U.S. safeguard measures against our industry. They're excessive and would clearly violate WTO rules.
Seoul says it will go to the World Trade Organization to complain. The Justice Department said that Attorney General Jeff Sessions was questioned for hours in the special counsel's Russia investigation. This comes as prosecutors move closer to a possible interview with President Donald Trump about whether he took steps to obstruct an FBI probe into contacts between Russia and his 2016 campaign. The interview with Sessions last week makes him the highest-ranking Trump administration official and first cabinet member known to have submitted to questioning. The European Union's envoy to China is demanding Beijing immediately release a Hong Kong-based bookseller who has been arrested for a second time in 2 years.
We expect the Chinese authorities to immediately release Mr. Gui Minhai from detention and to allow him to reunite with his family, to get consular support and medical support in line with his rights.
Gui Minhai holds Swedish citizenship. His daughter Angela says he was traveling to Beijing after showing symptoms of the neurological disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music.